Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As our population continues to age, the members of this aging population are more and more demanding to finish living out their lives at home rather than in an institution. 2 years ago, our next guest's nonprofit organization noticed this trend and decided to respond with an entrepreneurial venture. Tomas Mendez is with Be Well at Home, a program of the Lutheran Homes of South Carolina, based in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Tomas, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So give us the background here and kind of an overview of your organization.
Well, Lutheran Homes of South Carolina is a not-for-profit, faith-based organization. We have a long history of serving older adults in South Carolina, and it began in 1892 with one of our retirement communities in downtown Charleston. Since then, we've grown to 5 retirement communities, a non-medical home care agency, a hospice agency, and recently, Be Well at Home is our latest and newest addition to our programs.
And give us the backstory here on Be Well at Home.
So one of the things that is becoming very clear in our industry is that a vast majority of older adults, 65 and older, want to live at home. So when you think about that and you think about the structure of our organization and the people we serve, we know that there are folks living in their homes, aging in place, who perhaps at some point will need a little bit of help to continue to do that safely. There are 32 programs in the country like ours, and we began looking at some of these and how they were doing things, and we said, you know, this makes a lot of sense. So it all started with visiting a couple of programs and seeing how they do things and how they are doing, and of course getting our board of trustees to come on board with the idea of taking a risk in terms of not only financially backing our members and their care for life, but also really to see how this works out as the first continuing care at home organization in South Carolina. So we opened our doors almost 3 years ago. We did some pilot meetings and determined that, you know, this really was something that people were responding to. This idea of remaining in their home, but having care coordination and having professionals help you throughout your life and also coordinate and pay for services you may need during that time.
Okay, and so walk us through exactly how programs like this work.
So programs like this work by prospective members applying to the program, going through a medical screening to determine appropriateness in terms of their health history, and paying a one-time fee determined actuarially by age, and then a membership fee on a monthly basis.
Now, when you were researching other programs like this around the country, were they all run by nonprofits or faith-based organizations, or were there some for-profit companies doing this?
Every single one is a not-for-profit organization, and the majority of them are connected to a retirement community system or company that is backing that product and standing behind that promise to take care of folks.
With those kind of guarantees, it does sound like there is significant risk for your organization.
Yes, and that's why it's so important when folks come in that they are relatively healthy. We couldn't take someone that has a diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, but we can take individuals who have chronic diseases that we think we can help them manage over the course of their lives, so we can hopefully minimize the risk of them entering into an assisted living community or a skilled nursing facility.
What have been your challenges in putting this program together?
It is a challenge to inform the public of how a program like this works. Many individuals, even individuals with long-term care insurance policies, really don't know how long-term care works, what assisted living is, what skilled nursing is, what non-medical home care is. And it really takes a seminar to really explain the details of the program and what things to expect with long-term care.
Well, Tomas, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Mike, it is my pleasure, and congratulations on a wonderful program and informing all your listeners in South Carolina.
Thanks. Tomas Mendez is with Be Well at Home, a program of the Lutheran Homes of South Carolina, based in Columbia. And we will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.